The Staying Healthy Show is owned and produced by Stay Healthy Media, Inc. All opinions expressed by the hosts or guests are their own and are not endorsed by either radio station management or any of its advertisers.
My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy Radio Show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's imperative today. It's so important because of the fact that our lives are different than they have been. We have a lot more stuff coming at us. We have a lot more people that are suffering with health conditions at a younger age. How much of it is our fault and our responsibility? A lot of it. Which means that we need to be more focused on what we're consuming, what's on our plate, what we're putting in our mouth, what we're chewing, what we're drinking, how much rest we're getting, how much decompression of stress, you know, how happy or sad we are, how negative or positive we are. These are things that we can control. We can't control some things that come at us, but most of the things that cause a lot of the damage, we have complete and utter control over if we just take a step back. Why is it important? Because no matter how wealthy you are, how successful you are, how established, popular, and how well your life is going, if you do not focus on your health and you lose it, all that other stuff means nothing. And it means nothing because you're going to be spending every single second of every single day trying to regain your health and get you back where you were and learn how to maybe focus a little bit better and clearer. We do that every day on the show. The relevant topics are there because they're important. And I bring you the best guest in the industry, the best of the best I like to have on my show because I know they're always going to share awesome information. So remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And remember, podcasts are available, and you can download the podcast when it's convenient for you. Of course, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day because you know what? It makes sense to be able to talk with the best, most knowledgeable staff that I could possibly send you to. Not only has Stay Healthy been around a while, they've been around a long while. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their new webpage at StayHealthyLasVegas.com. You can actually download the wonderful information that they have there for yourself, for your good well-being to learn. You can also print a coupon to use at the next visit at the store. You can also enter your email address for upcoming newsletters, and you can even listen to the podcast of my radio show right at their site, StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Also, one more thing they're doing, looking for healthier convenience. How about having your order ready for you when you get there? Send Stay Healthy an email to contact us at StayHealthyLasVegas.com, and they'll have the order ready when you get there. Extra convenience from the best of the best. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Country Life. And of course, my friend Audrey Ross is back with us today because she just knows it and she's so good at it. And we love to listen to her because I hear from all of you. So some of your questions have come in and we're going to focus on a couple areas of the line today because so many of you have bombarded me with questions on these areas. We're going to tackle them today. Background on my guest, Audrey has been with Country Life for the last 8 years and is their senior national educator. She joined the team with an extensive 25-year background in the natural products field. For 10 years, Audrey ran a successful naturopathic consulting practice in Texas. She worked with patients on basic health needs, conducted seminars on general nutrition, weight loss, managing chronic health challenges, as well as stress reduction, label reading, and how to select good, healthy, solid, and effective supplementation. Additionally, for 3 years, she worked with several medical doctors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, providing nutritional consultations for some of the more challenging patients. Audrey has taught multiple continuing medical education credit courses for medical and dental assistants in Texas and Illinois, and has a passion for education, especially in the natural industry. She's also worked on the retail side of industry, managing and opening several vitamin departments for a major vitamin chain. She also co-authored a book on female hormone management. She's also a frequent guest speaker on numerous radio shows and a regular guest right on mine that I am so excited for every time she comes on. She also does countless public lectures and on health and wellness. And let's face it, her passion for education is well known in the industry. Her knowledge has helped her bridge the historical divide between allopathic and naturopathic medical practices. Help me welcome my guest. Hello, dear.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Awesome. You're home?
I'm home, yes. It's amazing.
Have you been on the road?
Since the 6th of January, yes.
Oy vey. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. You know, you're so good at what you do, and it makes it easy for you to love what you do, and, you know, then everybody else gets the benefit of all your hard work.
Oh, thanks. No, I do love what I do, and I love educating, and that's one of the passions that I have, is helping people make some good choices and informed choices. And that's why I love coming on the show, because it's about information and allowing people to make those informed choices.
And there's a lot of choices today.
Oh, amazing amount of choices. Remember back when we started decades ago, there weren't a lot of choices, but today it's overwhelming of all the things that we see and what we hear and the conflicting information. So it's very important to get the true information and do some due diligence.
Well, you know, and that's very, very true. And, you know, I think that sometimes the mentality is still out there, but I think a lot of people still consider that something is better than nothing. But with a little bit of more attention, a couple more questions, what you really need might be the choice you make.
Yep, that's right.
You know, I guess what I've learned along the way is, you know, we get what we put into it. And for the people that have actually really grown in the field and they now ask questions and they read books and they go to seminars and they do this stuff because they've seen the importance. I hate to say people that have come back from the brink or from running into the wall and regained their health back again, they really are and have become advocates. And I don't see them slipping once they've been able to regain what they lost.
No, because they realize how vital and precious it is.
I think you're exactly right. Question before we get started. I have a lot of new listeners that tune in all the time that have not had the extreme pleasure to listen to you.
Oh.
And maybe a little bit of background about Country Life. So they know, of course, this line is always available at Stay Healthy, everything we talk about. But maybe a little background on the line.
So Country Life has been around since 1971. We are, yes, an old company, but we're also very innovative. And a lot of our products that you're seeing now that come out are very innovative products, but our whole focus has been on the integrity, our pledge of integrity on the front of every bottle and box. We are the manufacturer. We bring in the raw materials, and we double-check them. Every raw material that comes into receiving goes into quarantine, so we make sure there's no contaminants. And I know people are concerned about that. You know, does this product have any lead or radiation or microbes? That's one thing with Country Life products you never have to worry about, and that's Country Life and Biochem. So we check everything. We make sure that that product is as clean and fresh as it possibly can be. And as we go forward, we also do innovative things that we want to continue to look at. We don't just sit back and say, yeah, we've got good products, everybody needs them. We've got a fantastic baseline of supplements, of just vitamins and minerals. But it's more than just that today. So we've got other things that people can use, the company's pledge of integrity to not only the retailer but to the consumer. We're a B Corp certified company, so that's really hard to do as a manufacturer, because part of that B Corp certification revolves around having a small carbon footprint, and we don't even want to get on that topic today. But, you know, there's a lot of things with Country Life that people don't realize. And we also check every batch of products that we make to verify it's exactly what it's on the label. And all of our tablets and capsules dissolve in 39 minutes or less. That's something we check every batch. So people don't have to worry about, oh, am I going to really benefit from this? Am I really going to get the nutrients? Yes, we are very proud of that. And that's why we put the Pledge of Integrity in front, on the front of every bottle that we have out there.
You know, it's something else that we have to remember also. We are busy. You know, we have a lot going on, and, you know, obviously we probably don't utilize our time as well as we should. Our time management's pretty bad for most of us, and we find that we're wasting a lot of time on things that we could actually be have more time to ourselves. We just don't organize well. But I think we get in the mindset of being so busy that things that are really important don't fall at the very beginning of the line of priority because, you know, they haven't for such a long time. And, you know, the deadline and the work and the kids to the practice and shopping and doing the bills and all the kind of everything else takes preference. And our health is sitting way at the end until we start to lose it and we move it to the front and we find out that all that other stuff can wait.
All that other stuff will be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's jump in and get started because I want to tie these two together. First of all, your Sharp Thought, I think, is one of the best products out there. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great product. It's different than, you know, many of the products that are. It comes from a completely different angle. And I would love it if you would talk about it. I had 5 different letters that came in on Sharp Thought, 2 of them with great success because they're using it already. Another one asking about their aged mother who's in a nursing home. The other one scared to death because Alzheimer's and dementia and cognitive problems are in the family. And she's at that age where all the aunts and uncles are having problems, brothers, sisters are having problems, and she's nervous. And then another one comes from a 20-year-old who says there's a lot of it in his family and he wants to do something ahead of time preventively because he's a college student. Ready, go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so Sharp Thought is unique.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp Thought is a single ingredient called Sharp PS Gold. Sharp PS Gold is phosphatidylserine and DHA that are conjugated together. And that's important. You can take phosphatidylserine and you can take DHEA separately or DHA separately, but your body doesn't conjugate them together. Sharp Thought is phosphatidylserine, DHA, conjugated together, so it's the exact footprint as the memory receptor in your brain. And what I love about Sharp Thought, if you turn the box over, you can see research that shows in just 3 weeks' time, taking that raw material, the Sharp PS Gold, which is only what's in Sharp Thought, 3 weeks' time, a 42.5% increase in memory and recall on people who already had age-related memory impairment. That's phenomenal. So many people notice a difference on it. Now, the 20-year-old, I always talk about how important it is for the 20-somethings to really start paying attention to what they're doing. If you're in school, Sharp Thought helps with that memory and focus. If you're family history says there's memory issues going on, by all means be proactive. When you have a raw material that fits identical to the memory receptor in your brain, you will be amazed on how that fog will lift and you'll start to remember things better, especially that memory and recall short term. It's an amazing, amazing product for all ages. Musicians love it too because they can remember their notes. Dancers love it. They remember their dance steps. And students love it when they're studying for tests because it seems like that information kind of sticks a little bit better. So Sharp Thought's a great product to have. And you know, we've talked about my son's experience with Sharp Thought when he was doing competitive ballroom dancing, and his entire team would take it when they went to competition because they felt like it helped them win. So it's just an amazing product for memory and focus at all ages.
Okay. You know, somebody just chimed in about a week or so ago, and they actually chimed in, wrote it to me, and I knew I would save this because we were going to be talking about it. But my question, and her question as well, is it ever too soon to start doing it? Should we approach this as part of our preventive protocol, or do we kind of wait until we're like, why am I in this room?
Well, Well, my rule of thumb is always prevention is the best policy. Once things are broken, it's hard to get them back to what they were originally. So prevention is always important. I look at it from my viewpoint of my senior citizen age.
I'm with you.
You know, I know that these things can happen. I'm not going to wait till something breaks and then try to fix it. Let's be look at the preventive part of it. I take sharp thought. I also take our cognitive balance. And the two of them together are 1-2 punch to save that old brain, because that brain needs to work. I have a lot of things to share with people, and I don't want to forget anything. So I have been combining the two of them with really, you know, I really feel a difference.
You know, my family, it's a little scary because my grandmother and most of her sisters, dementia, and, you know, and they all lived very late in their years. But still, you know, it was there. My grandmother was the last one, I think, of 11. And but, you know, once it's kind of settled into her, it happened a little bit later. But still, I mean, it just to see how much it changes your life and really does put you into a different way of living, you know, and it's very frustrating for the person, because I've been around people with Alzheimer's and dementia and things like that. And oh, my God, the poor things. It's mm-hmm. terrible.
I can relate to that for sure. It's one of those things I don't ever want to go through. I'm going to leave this earth kicking and screaming. I don't want to leave this earth in a wheelchair not knowing who I am.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I look at prevention. It's always important. Let's be proactive. And your brain is very important. And the sharp thought and the gut connection, cognitive balance together, if you have history in the family, I would suggest getting on those two products right away.
Mm-hmm. Now, when somebody was, you know, sending some letters the other day, they were asking about the long-term effects, you know, and they wanted to know, you know, if they're doing really well and they've already noticed some benefit, but let's say they're 30 and they're like, oh, I want to take this till I'm 90. You know, do I get to the point when it just stops working? Should I lay off every once in a while, let my batteries recharge? And this is a big issue. People find something that works and all of a sudden they're scared that they're going to not have it working for them until they're older? What do you think?
Well, a lot of times that happens, especially when you're doing herbs. Herbs will sometimes lose their efficiency if you take them over and over and over again. This is a little bit different. Sharp thought is that DHA and phosphatidylserine, that's not going to lose efficacy at all. You don't have to take a break from that. The gut connection, cognitive balance, again, you're looking at something that's going to heal your gut. Remember that gut-brain connection, as well as support your brain. And there is sage in there in the Cogniva. But because it is so vital to help with the memory and recall, short-term especially, that's not going to have a cumulative effect where it's not going to work anymore. And you're also healing the gut. So you've got a 1-2 punch with the gut connection, cognitive balance, and then you stack on the sharp thought with it. I mean, I'm never going to stop taking them. Never.
Okay. You know, here's a question, and maybe we can address this. Most vitamins, for the longest time, have been formulated for 110 to 100, maybe 40-pound woman, and 100 and maybe 40 to 170-pound man, and many of the dosages and things that are on there. So questions that I get all the time, they're like, I'm bigger. Do I take more? Do I start with what's on the label? And many of them are formulated for somebody no matter what their size is. You know, where do I start? And, you know, do I need to take more? And can I take more? And or does it depends on what's going on?
Well, it depends on what's going on in each individual person. And more is not always better. When you're dealing with the brain, we all have basically the same size brains. Some of us may question that, but we all basically have the same size brain. And you're looking at something for the brain itself. So these products are designed specifically to take as dosed, no matter what your size is. There are some things that are dosed by weight, and they would be noted on a supplement facts panel. That's one thing we look at, too. Do we have to note that? Is there an ingredient in this product that works differently for that 140-pound person versus the 200-pound person. We try not to have that caveat because then it becomes questionable dosing. You know, I'm 157, I'm not 140, but I'm not 200,
right.
What should I do? So what we formulate, we really formulate for everyone to take no matter what their size might be. Now, if you've got something going on, like Alzheimer's or dementia, then you might want to increase until the symptoms start going away and then go back to the standard dosing. So it's each individual person, yes, but not really on weight. It's more on what the function of that condition-specific product is supposed to do.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm going to go to the next topic that a lot of people are asking about, and then we can come back to this. But the other topic had to do with the gut connection. And the reason that it had to do with the gut connection is because this line is really, really good. And you guys did a really good a good job on it. And I like the idea that there's so much going on. Now, the cognitive one. I have people that have been asking questions about the cognitive balance along with the sharp thought. And a few people have actually tried them together. Mm-hmm. And the feedback is really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I, like I said, it's funny that you bring that up because I just started combining them at the beginning of the year because of all the things that were going on in my life. And I was so disorganized in my thoughts that it was like, okay, I need to look at this because I was doing the cognitive balance, but I added the sharp thought to help with that memory and recall, that short term. It made all the difference in the world, and I can tell a difference. So I'm sticking with both of them. The gut connection product line addresses two different things. No matter which one you pick, it's going to address, all of them will address gut health. And we all need to improve our gut health because that plays a critical role in how we absorb and utilize those nutrients that we're taking. So if you're going to spend money on supplements, you want to get the best benefit from them. And that means your body has to absorb and utilize them. That takes place in the gut. If your gut is unhealthy, you are not going to get the full benefit. So I'm all about our gut connection line, and I take several of the gut connection products every day. But for brain, and because of my scattered thinking, I added just the sharp thought, and I took just one a day, and that's all I've been taking. It's just one sharp thought a day, and then along with the other gut connection products, but two of the cognitive balance, I take that in the morning with breakfast. And it really, and I know some people say, oh, that's placebo effect, you're just saying that. No, I pay really close attention to how my body is reacting, and I really feel the difference. I don't feel like I have in that fog. I don't feel like I'm running in circles. I feel like I can remember things. I feel like when I'm working on developing training material, I don't have to look back five times to that same paragraph to get that word on the paper. So it really makes a difference.
You want to know, it's funny. I had a friend of mine, and she started taking the sharp thought, and she's been using it for a while. She said, you want to know how I know it's really working? And I said, how? She goes, I was reading the label on a box that of something I was cooking the other day. And I was done, and I moved on, and I threw it in the garbage, and I did not have to take it back out of the garbage to reread what I already reread. And I just said, that is so funny. And she said, haven't you done that? And I was just like, no.
Yep, I used to do that, too. You take it out and go, what temperature am I supposed to have that in it? How long is it supposed to be in there? Yep, definitely.
You know,
definitely makes a difference.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, if you're using the combination of the both of them together, can it make a difference to enhance each other? Because you're also working on the gut at the same time, but it's just another layer of support for the brain. Because a lot of people don't know that we have our head brain, our cranium brain, and then we have our gut brain.
Mm-hmm. And they're connected via the vagus nerve, and they send signals back and forth to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the complement of the two is fantastic. You know, I've always been a sharp thought fan. Always, always, always been a sharp thought fan. And then when we came out with the gut connection line, I was going towards the immune balance and the stress balance because of the travel and being exposed to everything. And it was like all of a sudden I went, huh, cognitive balance and sharp thought. That makes sense to me. And that's when I started. It's like it was the most I don't know how to say it. It was like a no-brainer. It was like, duh, hit myself in the forehead. Why didn't I think of this in the beginning? But, you know, we all come to terms with what we're doing. But I was focusing on things that were important to me because of the flying and the traveling and the exposure to different bugs and germs and viruses. That's why I was really focused on the immune balance, and it makes such a difference, and I can tell a difference. And then the stress balance for when the planes are delayed or flight cancellations or something didn't arrive for one of the events, you know, so there's this, those two were kind of like my go-to. And then, you know, I had this epiphany, oh, well, cognitive balance, that makes sense to me. So that's my morning routine. I have my oatmeal with my biochem protein in it, a few blueberries, take my gut connection, cognitive balance, and my sharp thought. That's how I start my day.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Do you take it home and on the road?
Oh, now I will, for sure. I will include that. I always have my immune balance and my stress balance with me. Now I'm going to include that cognitive balance with a sharp thought. So I will be taking those three products every day, whether I'm home or traveling.
Yeah. You know, I think we have to prepare and realize that a lot of people don't realize that we have our fingertips on a lot of these. We could take a lot of different things that we want to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is, you know, when we find something that works, you know, we want to talk about it because of that.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it across the country. People are talking about the benefits that they have seen with the gut connection line. It doesn't matter which one they're taking. They've noticed a difference. We have to realize that our gut health is so important. If you have some pathogen that has damaged that gut lining and your body can't heal it, you're allowing those pathogens then to get into your system. So with the gut connection products, any of them are designed to help your body produce butyrate, which heals your gut lining. Also, it balances out your gut microbiome. So you don't have to take 100 billion CFU probiotic. You can take a 10 billion or a 15 billion with one of the gut connection products, and it helps those probiotics colonize based on what you need. That's why this whole line is so unique. It's not a bunch of probiotics because everybody needs a different strains every day. I mean, they change. And this allows your body to adapt to what you need because we're all unique as far as our gut microbiome goes. It's like a fingerprint.
You know, how much of this do you think is localized to certain parts of the country where more people are having cognitive problems, or is it everywhere?
It's everywhere. Oh, my gosh. I hear everywhere I travel, and I travel all the U.S., and I travel to Dubai, too. And everywhere people are talking about memory. And whether it's because we're more focused on the fact that there is an issue or we're realizing that we're hit with a lot of stuff. We're all under stress, and we're not doing anything to repair inside like we need to. And that's where this is so important. You have to provide your body with something it can use to actually do the repair, not just mask the symptom.
Huh. Okay, so when I'm reading this right here, it says that I have been under a lot of stress, and now I'm traveling, and I have to remember things. I had to go back to school, and now I'm wondering how I'm going to remember because I was a terrible student in the past. And what would you recommend? I recommended the sharp thought to her.
Sharp thought, and add the gut connection, cognitive balance to it, and it would be amazing.
Hmm. Do you feel that it's something that's noticeable quickly for everybody? Do you think it just takes a lot of time, or does it depend on what state of health you're in?
Well, it depends on your state of health. But with the cognitive balance incorporated with the sharp thought, you'll see the difference a lot quicker because you're healing the gut so that you can actually then utilize that sharp PS gold. Remember, that's exactly the memory receptor format that's in your brain. So that vagus nerve can say, oh, we've got something for your brain. So I would say people can notice a difference within the first week. Some people notice the difference within the first couple of days.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing, Audrey, you know, because we're learning a lot of information today, and people are starting to ask more questions, and they're really starting to look at things a little bit differently. And, you know, I hate to say that fear is a deciding factor, but I think fear is part of it.
Fear is definitely part of it because more and more people are getting sick at a younger age with old people's diseases, which used to be considered old people's diseases. And what people are realizing is because of all that we're exposed to, we have more pollution today than ever. We have more strange viruses today than ever. We are exposed to more stress, more smartphones going off and people doing emails and texts. It's amazing. I'll look at people and go, put your phone down and take a break for a second. That plays havoc internally as well. That creates those free radicals. You have to do something to neutralize them. So it's in this sped up, crazy world that we're starting to see things happen at a much younger age, and people are getting a little bit nervous about it. They're like, uh-oh, I better do something now before it's too late.
Okay. Another question, because I think this is really important. As people are going to come in, they see this entire gut line, all the products together, and they're going to think to themselves, God, I need that one. I need that one. I need this one. How do they know where to start, and how do they know if they've gone too far? Because I think you could take all eight of them.
You can take all eight of them.
Okay.
Okay. Well, not overdose. There's something called a whole food fermentate. That's the base of all eight of them, and that's to help heal your gut. It's at 630 milligrams. It's the good components of Saccharomyces cerevisiae. It's actually fermented Saccharomyces cerevisiae, and that fermentation process allows the beta-glucans, the polyphenols, the vitamins, the minerals, and antioxidants to be extracted, and the yeast activity is stopped. So that's an important point people need to understand. It's the good things that we take Saccharomyces cerevisiae from. All of them have 630 milligrams as a daily dose, but you can take up to 11 grams of that a day. Well, that's double dose of all eight, so you can take all eight of them. What I suggest people do, okay, say you want to start out with two. What are your two most important conditions you want to work on? Is it cognitive? Is it stress? Is it sleep? Is it energy? So pick out what your two main concerns are. So if you have weight gain, poor sleep, stress, but you're also looking at, like we do, travel, immune, then look at stress and immune, because stress will affect your weight and affect your sleep cycle. If you don't travel and change time zones, then maybe you want to do sleep and immune or sleep and stress. So you can mix and match, and that's what is so cool about this whole line. It's like a personalized nutritional system. Maybe one day you have stress, so you take the stress balance. Maybe one day you just can't sleep, so you take the sleep balance. So you can interchange them and use them as you need. But pick out the two most critical things you want to work on and start with that. If you want to start with one, if you don't, oh, I can't really do two, at least try one and get started, because then you can always layer on more as you go through whatever problems that you've got that you're trying to address. So it's a very cool line, because it's mix and match, and it can be tailored to what you need on a daily basis. The key is to at least get one dose of everything in every day, at least one daily dose, so you get that 630 milligrams of the whole food fermentate. Like I said, I do stress, immune, and now cognitive every day, every day.
I can
sleep if I need it.
And the thing is, the comfortable thing is that younger people can use this. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear from people now in their 30s, and they're like, Jeff, I'm going back to school. I can't remember anything. You know, and you kind of wonder, you know, they've been living a really unhealthy lifestyle. Obviously, that's part of it. But, you know, for younger people today to have those old age problems, those old age problems are everywhere. Bones, joints, muscles, heart, digestive, now brain and cognitive. I mean, we're getting old at a younger age, and, you know, we need to be doing something.
Exactly. We need to step back and say, what is going on? And a lot of it stems from poor gut health. If you really think about it, a lot of it does stem there. And if we can heal our gut, then you can get more nutrients into the body where they're needed to be used.
I see. Yeah, and I think, you know, as we progress with our lives these days that are very busy, very active, very on the go, you know, we have to be preventive. Like, it's like what's going on right now with this the coronavirus thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, people are wondering whether it's really something happening. I mean, you know, they showed some pictures yesterday on the news. They were talking about the open animal markets in China. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that so many people in China buy their foods alive. You know, and they say that some of this is actually rooting back to that actual area. So, I mean, it's kind of hard, but I mean, what do you do today? I mean, what do we tell people to do today? Because is this going to be a big issue? Is it going to fizzle out because they're actually doing, you know, quarantine areas and stuff? And I think they're probably doing it right. But what do we do?
They are. You have to strengthen your immune system.
That's what it comes down to.
If your immune system is strong, why do some people die from these viruses and some people don't? It's based on their immune system, what else they've got going on, what other conditions they may have. But that's why the immune balance is so critical to me, because I do travel everywhere, that that's like my lifeblood. And sometimes I double dose on that, especially if I'm on an airplane and those rude passengers that sit next to you cough and sneeze all over you. Mm-hmm. So I'm not afraid to take Immune Balance twice a day, because I know it's so important to strengthen your immune system so that you can fight off these viruses. And remember what I said about that lining of your gut? If it's not strong and you've got a tear or a damaged part in there, that those pathogens can get into your system. That's what happens. You have to have a healthy gut. Remember, we've talked before, your gut is the base of your immune system. So using any of the Gut Connection products is going to strengthen your gut lining. And then you layer on top of that. But that's why all this is happening, because people are not as healthy as they were 50 years ago because of all the additives, preservatives, pollution, stress, technology. There's just so much else going on. And we've got to step back and say we have to feed our body what it needs so that it can do its job. Our body's an amazing thing. I mean, our body is, look at all the stuff we throw at, and we're still alive. So if we can support that root system, your digestive system, if you can support that and get that strong, you'll be amazed at what your body can do.
Are you afraid to travel right now with what's going on?
No. Well, I don't like what's going on, but the fear of traveling, no, because I've got my immune balance that I've got. That's my hip pocket, man. That's all the time. Mm. And logic, you know, wash your hands. Don't rub your face. Don't, if people sneeze and cough on you, wash your hands. Do what you need to do. But I feel confident that my immune system now is strong, because I've been taking Immune Balance since it came out in April.
Right. You know, I was talking with Wayne yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, this going on, and you know, there's a lot of people that are traveling. We're in a place right now where, you know, a lot of people do come here from that part of the world. And you know, people say, well, I don't go to hotels. Well, the people at the hotels go to the grocery stores, you go to the grocery stores. So I mean, there's things out there, but I don't know if we can be really fearful, or whether we just need to protect our own individual environment.
We need to protect ourselves. It comes down to, you are your own advocate. You are in charge of your body. It's your hand to your mouth. It's what you put in it. It's your decision. And we do have to step up and say, look, I'm not going to be in fear. I'm not going to hide in fear, but I'm going to protect myself. And how do I protect myself? By giving your body what it needs. We have an amazing force field of an immune system if we just allow our body to do it. And that's what it comes down to. We can't expect our body to run optimally if we keep throwing junk. It's like if you put water in your gas tank, your car's not going to run.
Right.
And what we're doing with this, all the junk that we're putting in our body.
How do you feel about increasing protein intake for keeping your immune system strong? You know, having a smoothie every day with a really good quality protein, because you have a lot of them in your line. I'm just wondering, starting your day with something like that, it not just gives you energy, it also builds your system.
Well, that's why I use our BioChem Whey Protein Isolate. I love the sugar-free vanilla in my oatmeal. And our BioChem Whey Protein has something called immunoglobulin and lactoferrin in it, which support the immune system as well. And I mean, that's my go-to. And then sometimes in the afternoon, I'll just mix up a little scoop of it in some water, maybe I use the sugar-free chocolate or the coconut or the InfoSupport, the W Plus InfoSupport, because it has the ultra-sol turmeric in it. And, you know, it's just what I do. I can tell when I don't do it. Mm. I just don't feel quite right.
Okay.
So definitely starting your day, you've got to have protein. You need about half your body weight in grams of protein a day, and you need it in quality protein that your body can use. And whey protein isolates, very easy to absorb and utilize. Our BioChem whey protein is 99% lactose-free, casein-free, so people who've got lactose or casein issues can almost always take our BioChem whey protein. We've got some great plant proteins for those vegans that is almost the exact amino acid profile of whey. It just doesn't have the immunoglobulin lactoferrin in it because that's only found in whey. So we've got the options, the plant and the whey protein. They're just amazing, and your body needs that. And then your body builds, with those amino acids, it builds all those other components, like glutathione. Glutathione is your master antioxidant. So there's a lot of things that people forget about protein that we really do need it. And how you choose to get it is obviously a personal decision, but we've got options for everybody.
Do you think a good idea is to do the cognitive along with the digestive?
You can.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Digestive has got more fiber in it, and it helps with gas and bloating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I use that very specifically for when I'm in different, like when I go to Dubai and not sure how their food's going to react in my stomach, you know, for the gas and bloating issue, I will use it then. Or when I'm traveling and somebody's got this, oh, here, try this. This is our new whatever, and I'm not used to it. I'll do it then.
Oh.
And digestive balance is really that, to help making sure that you get regular bowel movements. I mean, you're supposed to go to the bathroom at least once a day, not once a week. It's amazing how many people think every other day is normal. No. So that's a great product for people who've got that issue. Make sure you drink enough water, too.
Wow. You know, some of this stuff just sounds so basic and easy, but we do have a tendency to make it difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think one of the ways that we make it difficult is we wait too long to get started.
We wait till something breaks, and then we go, uh-oh, we got to fix this. Now, start now. I mean, it's never too late to start with getting good health and nutrition in your body. You can always, always look at something that you can change just a little bit, not radically change, because you and I both know if we go in and say, you can't do this, can't do this, can't do this, can't do this, it's not going to work. Look at what you can do. Something very simple is this gut connection line.
That's
a very simple way to start, because you're working on two things, your gut and then your condition specific. And then move from there, because once you start to feel better, it's amazing what happens. Then you maybe don't want all that sugar. Maybe you don't want all that candy. Maybe you don't want all that starch. Maybe your taste buds will change, because your body will crave those healthier things, not the junk, because the more sugar you eat, the more sugar you want. I can speak from experience on that one. It's just one of those things that it's so challenging for your body to deal with it that it just wants.
You know, and the sugar thing and the processed food issue is gotten quite big. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have actually made bad food taste so good for people that we gravitate to it because it's easy.
Mm-hmm. Easy. That's the whole thing. We need, because of our lifestyles, because we're always planning, doing, we've got 15 things to do in a day that we can do maybe five, we want something quick and easy. Quick and easy is not always healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to look at doing something that's going to help your body overcome some of the things that are just going to happen.
Okay.
Unless you live in some remote area with perfectly clean air, grow your own food organically, and that's going to be about your best bet for not having any issues. And most of us aren't there. We're in the fast-paced, chemically-laden industries that we're exposed to chemicals just by walking outside in the pollution.
How do you feel about when you are thinking about your multiple vitamin, and you, if you're someone that only is taking a multiple and they're using one of your Real Organics or they're using one of your multivitamins and they feel that that's enough for them, but they're still having some other issues, could this be a nice second choice, things in the gut line?
Most definitely.
Yeah, I think
so. If you're taking the Real Food Organics, congratulations, because that is a food tablet. We need more food nutrition. And then add one of the gut connection products to that and see what benefits you're going to feel, because even though Real Food Organics is food in a tablet, your salad in a tablet, it still has to be digested and utilized. If your gut's not healthy, you're not going to get the full benefit. If you have stress in your life, and I don't know anybody that doesn't, maybe that's where you start with the gut connection line, is the stress balance along with your Real Food Organics. You're going to help manage your stress. You're going to help heal the gut lining so you can actually absorb and utilize all those tens of thousands of nutrients that are in the Real Food Organics.
Got it.
So that's an excellent thing to add on, a simple way to add something in.
How do you feel about the people that want to take everything all at one time?
Well, my rule of thumb is it will do you no good in the bottle. If you don't take it, it's not going to help you. If once a day taking everything is all you can manage, it's better than not taking it. I personally spread my supplementation out because it's then a constant release in the body, because the body will use up like your B vitamins very quickly, especially under stress, and then there's nothing left. So spreading things out, in my personal opinion, is a better way to go. But if you can't manage that, and you have to be honest with yourself, if you can't do that, then by all means, get it in your system sometime. And if you have to take them all at one time, take everything at one time.
Okay.
But you've got to get it in your system, otherwise it will do no good.
Oh, I like that. What do you think is what do you think is changing out there right now? You know, people ask me all the time, and they know that I get to talk with my friends who are traveling and, you know, are basically visiting other parts of the country, because I think a lot of people think that they're the only ones. Like, I'll talk to people and they'll say, I feel like I'm the only one that's suffering with this problem. And I'm like, you would be unbelievably surprised how much of the same stuff goes on all across the country in different states, you know. And I mean, obviously you hit all the states, you travel 59 million a year. So do you ever go someplace where it's just like this euphoria, like Okinawa, Japan, when there are no problems? I doubt it.
No, not in the United States, and not in Dubai either. I haven't been to Okinawa, Japan, so I can't speak for that. But what I will tell you, the same problems are nationwide, coast to coast, north to south, east to west. It's everywhere, which then says to me, this is a common problem people are dealing with, whether it's because of stress, whether it's because we overschedule ourselves, whether it's because we don't take time for ourselves to recharge every day, and we have to do that. That's something we forget about. And whether we're consuming things that are actually doing more harm than good. Remember, more is not always better, but you have to look at what you are doing and what you're doing. Is it actually helping your body heal and protect itself, which it can do if you do the right things? But no, people are having the same issues all over. It's not localized anywhere.
Yeah. You know, I just, I love going to the airport because I love watching people at the airport. I think it's so funny, you know, because I take snacks with me, like nuts and things like that, and I have those in my bag, and I've learned how to take my metal water bottle with me empty, and then I cross over and they have water filling places where I can fill up my water, you know, which is great, and I love. But, you know, I think people, when they're not used to flying, they do all the unhealthy things. They eat, and then they stock up on all kinds of stuff on the plane. And it's going to be, what, 3-4 hours, usually about max, maybe 5, and they'll be where they are going to be. And but it's just, I think that we could travel a little healthier. I think if we had healthier snacks, it'd be a healthier experience.
Well, and that's definitely true. When you look at the airport, and just think about going through McCarran Airport, you see Burger King and sandwich places that have got all processed food, and you see the candy stores and the sweet spots. Everybody's got, I mean, Burger King has Reese's peanut butter cups and Hershey's right at the checkout, right, where you pay for your Burger King, and it's like, Really? Can we think of one place that might have something healthy? No, it's mostly quick, fast junk food that people can grab and go. Get some french fries and a hamburger. Oh, boy. And then the other thing I see people do, oh, I'm traveling. I can eat junk food.
Uh-huh.
It's that thought process of, oh, I'm not home. I can't fix anything. I'll just grab a hamburger and fries and a Coke, or worse off, as I shiver, Diet Coke. So it's all around. There's not a lot of healthy options offered because they're not quick and easy.
True.
And something that's that gratification, that mouthfeel gratification. You know, it's like, oh, man, these are so good. This is wonderful. Like, M&M's taste differently at the airport than they do at home. I don't know. It's like, I think that's what happens. People are in a mindset, oh, I'm traveling, it's okay to eat junk food.
You know, I think that I take an extra multiple when I'm on the road. I take an extra probiotic when I'm on the road because I feel like I have little to no control over the quality of the food.
That's exactly correct. Unless you bring your own, and I do the same thing. I have my little snack things in my carry-on, and rarely do I get anything other than water on the plane. Even if, you know, even in first class, I wish I could drink. No, I'll take some water.
Yeah.
They kind of look at you funny, like, what's wrong with you?
I know.
But, and especially when we're flying, we have to have more water. But I think we're chronically dehydrated as a population as well.
I think so, too. Anything you want to say in closing, my dear? And thank you for doing the show today.
You are so welcome. Always love doing your show. All I say to people is give one of the Gut Connection products a try because your gut health is so important to everything else that you're doing. And all Country Life products are clean, quality, fresh, and accurate products. You're not going to have to worry about some mystery ingredient in there. Country Life products all are clean. And then make sure you get your protein, whether it be the BioChem Whey Protein Isolate or the plant protein. Get that protein in your system because your body needs those amino acids to build not only muscle, but neurotransmitters and vessels and even collagen you need those amino acids for. So collagen's a whole other topic. So there's just a lot of things that you need to do, but let's get back to basics. What do we really need? We need good protein, we need good food, and then we need to mitigate intestinal damage by healing the gut with any of the Gut Connection products.
Well, I thank you so much. You enjoy your day, and I will be chatting with you soon and look forward to our next show.
Me too, so have a great one.
Have a good day, my friend.
All right.
My guest today, Dr. Audrey Ross, representing Country Life Vitamins. Of course, you can check out all the Country Life Vitamins and the BioChem products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They have all the products, and they can always talk to you about things we talked about today, like the Sharp Thought, which is a really great product, as well as that entire gut line that's doing remarkably well. And Audrey even talked about some of the protein products that are available and how you can combine these together. You know, having a dialogue and a conversation with someone to stay healthy sure makes things a lot easier because you're able to really talk with them and, you know, express your ideas and get your questions answered and maybe take some of the frustration and all that crazy misinformation that's coming at us because, you know, the information comes at us many times is what we want to hear, not what we need to hear. So remember, head to Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, they have a new service. Looking for healthy convenience? You can email your orders. Send Stay Healthy an email at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com, and when you get there, your order will be ready. Remember their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can actually print a coupon, you can actually leave your email address and start getting newsletters, and you can do some research there. So don't forget to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Also, give them a thumbs up on Facebook because you're going to want those friendly posts every day. And you know what? Get in the store. Meet these awesome people. The best of the best in a full-service environment. And I got to tell you what, it'll be well worth your while. You'll walk out with peace of mind, feeling better than you have in a long time. Have a great day, everyone. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.